Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Ball is a special company, and we're proud to partner them with them because it's people that make Ball special, and they know that. And they're looking for more special people to work for them. So right now, you can text Golden to 77222 and get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. That's jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. Or simply text Golden to 77222.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back into the Loser's Lounge.
What do you mean back? Dude, we never left.
We never left, man.
I slept here last night.
We kind of live here now.
We've taken up residence in the Loser's Lounge.
A little too comfortable here?
I don't know. I like what we've done with the place.
We have done some nice things. I got a nice bed. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah.
Everybody knows my name here, apparently.
Yeah, like a little... Now that you say it, a little too well.
It is a little too well. Guys, we're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. We won some money tonight, Eric.
Hell yeah, we did.
Same game parlay. Same game parlay for the win. Only thing that didn't hit was Bones Highland. We're going to talk about him. We got a good show for you, Plan. I got D-Line in the house.
What's up, guys? Again, very comfortable in the Loser's Lounge. It fits my personality and my being better than I expected. I hope the Nuggets never win again.
It's not true. He doesn't wish that. I got Vote over here.
Be better if it was a win. Top thing I wanted to see tonight, even before the Jokic news, was are they going to come out and play? Are they going to come out and play hard and look like a competent basketball team? They did. You don't have to pretend it's a win, but I don't know, man. Could feel a lot worse tonight. I actually feel a little more encouraged.
I feel like I should feel like the multiplier effect of two Loser's Lounges in a row, but the Nuggets like showed out. They like did, you know, they. I was never expecting a win, but like. They played well, and they were respectable.
The energy wasn't the problem.
There's a lot of good things to take away from this one. I think if Denver wins last night, you know, obviously they were shorthanded tonight without Jokic. If they win last night, this one feels great. You're like, hey, it's a loss, but whatever.
Right,
but the fact that you dropped that one,
yeah, it's tough.
And now that it's a three-game losing streak, you know, you get a little bit concerned about that. By the way, guys, the Avs up 5-0 on the Kraken. I know most people here don't care, but the point is the bar's packed tonight for the Avs watch party. Last night, Nuggets watch party. We got to get Nuggets Nation back in this bar. We've had good turnouts, but I want to see it pop. They're going on this long road trip.
I know.
There's going to be it's been a lot of home games. I think a lot of people have been at the games.
Which is awesome.
But hopefully next week we get a... We get some watch parties popping. So the Nuggets dropped tonight. You know, Aaron Gordon had some good games. There was some good stuff to take away from it. I guess I'll start off the top rope here and throw it to you, Vote. What's your biggest, like if you could whittle this down to one thing, what's your biggest takeaway?
Man, that's tough. I'm actually going to say for me that they did respond with that energy. And, you know, Malone said before the game, he tried not to worry so much about that last loss. That doesn't mean excuse it, just not waste any energy on it, because that's not who the team's shown themselves to be through 15 games. And so that's sort of where I feel encouraged. I know it's a loss. I know people don't want to hear the orange slices, but they looked more like the team that we feel pretty sure they are to this point in the season. And that was without some top-end talent. So great to see them play hard. Great to see them play with energy. And I'm going to slip this in Facundo Campazzo. Not the problem tonight.
Definitely not the problem. Part of the solution, to be honest.
Yeah.
Eric, what was your takeaway? We're going to talk a lot of Facu, by the way. I know Argentina's staying up late here. Probably got their Milanesa ready. I don't know if you guys know too much about Argentinian grappa? Culture. Tango music going.
Yes.
What else do we know about Argentina?
Man, I hate that you did that right before I'm supposed to talk. That is really a rough
drinking lead-in. Some is it Malbec?
Malbec? Or is it a kombucha? Anyway, my biggest takeaway, Aaron Gordon. Big response.
Yeah.
I really just think he was hungover last night. He looked horrible last night. He looked horrible. Like he looked like he was not fit to play basketball. And tonight he was fantastic. You know, I mean, it's funny, like, when you take away the fulcrum of the offense and of the team in general in Nikola Jokic, it's funny to sort of see, like, players that are not, that don't typically feel empowered, become empowered, and like what they're able to do. Will Barton's, this is the second time he's been in a position where we like absolutely needed to rely on him, and he's responded both times. So that's encouraging. Like, the next step is for them to then do this with Nikola Jokic on the floor.
Right.
But it's nice to see that, you know, like some of these players that you start to worry about whether or not they're still good at basketball, like, or you're reminded like, oh, right, they're still really good at basketball. Maybe not the greens, but everybody else.
So Aaron Gordon has only scored 28 or more points. How many times would you guess in his career? Been in the league, what, 8 seasons?
Total, I would say 10 to like 12.
Really? Guess. Is it low? Like, wow.
What would you guess?
I'd guess a lot. Like, I'd guess like 30, 40.
So he's got 16 games, so this will be his 17th game scoring 28 points. He did it tonight on just 12 attempts, which his previous low was 14. So this is the most efficient 28-point night of his career. But, I mean, this might be one of the best games of his career. What do we got over here, Darren? You got something for us? Nope. Oh, you're off the clock just hanging out? Just want to see what we're doing. This was a good one. I mean, this was a good one for Aaron Gordon, and it was a reminder, I think, of – we think of Aaron Gordon so much as this, like, bit player, fifth scorer, you know, all this stuff. This was a good reminder that, like, he actually can get buckets. And maybe even – I don't know that there was something tonight that you say, hey, this is sustainable. Like, he was hot tonight.
Yeah.
But there is something to, like, this guy can score. He's not a hopeless – you know, player out there. He can really get some things going. And I was just so impressed with him. I was impressed with the energy he played with. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. His blocks and his defense also still up. Oh, we got a king of the game here. 28 points. I just read off the stats. Man, look at this photo. Looks like he's about to get blocked.
It does look like the guy's about to knock his crown off his head, which we know is not possible. He's the king.
This is, of all the king of the games we've ever had, the least imposing photo of the player we've ever had.
it does look like he's being stabbed. He's being stabbed in the back. This is a Hamlet. Hamlet
crying.
King of the game, right?
Which is funny because this was arguably the most grown man game Aaron Gordon's played in a Nuggets uniform.
Way to bring us back on track. Vote hates when we get off track.
No, I love it.
He really hates it.
I love it. It just gives me time to think of a take. But yeah, I don't know.
With one yet?
I really liked the way he played. He was really aggressive in the right ways.
Yes. Only 1 of 2 from three.
Yeah.
And which is great.
You could see the gears turning. He kind of wanted to pull up a couple times, decided not to. And then also just the north-south. Sometimes he dances a little much.
Right.
But tonight he was like, oh, I'll just put my shoulder into you and send you flying. A loss is a loss, but a lot of encouraging stuff tonight.
I don't think a loss is a loss.
You want to see AG.
A loss is definitely a loss.
You want to see AG and Barton look good when they're called upon in these moments, and I thought they both did. So AG was fun to watch tonight. Yeah, really fun to watch.
But I think last night's loss and this night's loss are not equivalent.
You're right that there are different layers of loss, but a loss is a loss.
Yeah, but like there's a loss and there's an absolutely devastating loss. And there's like
this
a loss.
This is just a loss.
Yeah, this is just like, they lost. You know, what are you going to do? And last night was like, what are we doing?
37 minutes, by the way, for Aaron Gordon on the second night of a back-to-back. Not ideal, but hey, kudos to Denver. Like, they were in the game to the final second, so that's why you get that. I thought Will Barton was also great tonight. And you go through his stat line, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He does get a block as well. He was the only guy in the entire Nuggets roster. No, also Jamichael Green, who was a positive. But he plays 34 minutes and is a plus 4. That's pretty impressive for Will Barton. And what was most impressive to me, he goes 3 of 8 from the 3-point line. He was mostly hot early and then really late. But he's 9 of 16, so 23 points on 16 shots. But here's what's most important for Barton. I hope the people that used to be harsh on Barton, we've talked about this a lot, but here's the thing that people even said, even when he had his good games, was he still always feels like he's on fire. He actually was on fire tonight, but also didn't force it down the stretch. Like, he was 9 of 16. He hit, like, shots at the end. He was actually had it going, but he also knew that Aaron Gordon had it going a little bit more. He knew that he had a tough matchup, and he didn't really force a whole lot outside of the one play where he ISO'd Caruso, and Caruso picked his pocket. But he didn't really force a lot of things, and I think that's really impressive for him. Down the stretch, he got DeRozan. There was one of the biggest plays of the night. He gets DeRozan on an island. He'd been dealing with Lonzo and Caruso all night, two elite defenders, and he finally gets a switch, and it's DeRozan. And he, like, sees Gordon over there. I can't remember who Gordon had on him. It might have been Green. And he's like, oh, you have an even better match. Like, I'm on fire and I have a matchup I like. But you're even more on fire and have a matchup even more you like and gave it up. And I was just like, man, This is the Will Barton that we have now. This is who he is. He just knows the right play and does it most of the time.
And that's why, I mean, it's so... Look, man, you know, it sounds like excuse making, but you want to sift through what you see to this point in a season.
Of course, yes.
And, like, what's worth pulling out of the bowl, you know? And there are some genuine concerns. But for me, to this point, they're trumped by, like, all right, Barton looks great. And AJ looks great. And those were two things that you needed to see to this point.
Yep.
So some ugly elephants in the room, right? Porter's health, Murray's health, the bench. But you can also still look at this and go, big picture, I'm still encouraged by the fact that the most important pieces, at least those two guys, two of the most important pieces, are looking the way we hope they'd look.
And it, like, we've said this all along, like, this season is sort of just the preamble to when Jamal returns. And so
feeling more and more like that, to be honest, with all these guys going down. Like, right now, the Nuggets are in limbo.
They're complete. That's the point. Like, and so what Vogt's saying, I completely agree with. Like, in this time of purgatory, in this limbo,
we are in purgatory.
Like, you just want to be able to be like, all right, who and what can we pull from this time of directionless malaise that we can pull with us into a time of triumphant moving forward? And so, yes, Aaron Gordon becoming the guy that we all thought he would be and getting supreme confidence and being able to be much more dynamic and much more versatile than we were able to see at the end of the season last year. And Will Barton being able to return to form, getting his athleticism back, making plays. And
I'm glad, by the way, Will Barton, like, he had that back injury and I was really worried he was going to come back. And I was like, oh man, I can't speak for him, but it looks like that is not a lingering thing at this moment.
That weak foul that was called on him when he went up to block Caruso layup.
Correct? Man alive.
But I bring
there
that
were some. There were a couple down the stretch where I'm like, let him play.
But, you know, I also wonder if I were a Bulls fan, how many would I have picked out by now, you know? But I bring that up to say that was like a real vertical leap from Barton.
Yeah.
And he just looked really springy and really good. And dude,
that layup he made, that like crazy twisty. I mean, like, that, you don't make that if he's not at the peak of his athleticism. You need to get up, you know.
That play was insane.
It was crazy.
You can like Google that play or search YouTube for it. Just put Barton and look video or something. It was fantastic, man. That was a hell of a move. What I like about Barton is he's actually one of a kind. We don't talk about it enough, actually, that Barton's style of play is actually horrible. This is part of why I think he's hard to comp. Like, what's Will Barton's closest comp as a player?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, most guys, you could say, like, he's kind of like this or like that. He's really, really unique. And part of that is he does have a very street ball style of moves.
Did
like,
you
his
see
moves
your
are
old,
so, like,
bit of a hooper.
He's a hooper for sure.
I saw an old tweet of yours get pulled up on the timeline tonight.
Who was it?
You tweeted out a Kevin Durant quote on
Here's
Will
the move.
Barton.
Look at this move. Oh, gosh. It was actually two moves in one. He burns DeRozan with a sick move, looks back at him, and then he, like, looks forward and is like, oh, crap, now I got to split two defenders and finishes it. And he lost the shoe. What a move, Will Barton.
What a move.
What was
it? It was KD. Yeah,
you tweeted out KD talking about Will Barton on CJ's podcast, and he was saying just this. He's a different dude. He moves different, but it's efficient. He brings street ball to his game, but he passes. And he was just sort of talking about him as a guy that catches KD's eye.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It seems DC, relevant again tonight.
DC, there's Maryland connection there. DC and Baltimore, like those guys, you know, there is like a – I mean, look, let's not kid ourselves. Baltimore has a style of basketball, and it's very much a like, hey, I am better than you no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your head down, and Barton definitely fits that. Here's the thing about Barton. I don't know. I'm curious. What does the chat say, Kale? Is the chat giving any good comps for Barton? He's so unique.
They said it.
Yeah,
they said a springier Lou Williams.
Yeah, I could see it. Lou Williams is a little bit more of a finesse player. Like Will Barton's kind of dirty. You know what I mean? Like, his moves are not that. Even that move he burned him on is a little bit of a rough look, a rough move. You know, it's crunchy.
Terrence Ross,
I could see. That's not a bad, because they're both skinny. We're just going to name. You ever notice, like, you said. You know what's funny? I kind of see it. Yeah, actually, it's not that terrible. But again, skinny.
Just
this is like when you're like free.
Like,
he's like
Corey Brewer.
Yeah, he's like Corey Brewer. What else is he like here? What a skinny boy. He kind of reminds me of Derek Jones. They're really all just skinny guys. He's like a shorter Bulbul. He's got a unique play. And basketball has become more scientific over the last decade.
All right.
It's always been, in my opinion, the best sport at blending art and science. it's a little bit of both. I feel like it's becoming almost more science lately because like we're solving it, this or that. Will Barton is a player that is like an artist. He's unique. You don't have to like the art, but it's like, hey, that's a. It's like you turn on a band and you're kind of like, even if you don't like feel that bad, you know, you've ever heard a band. Tame Impala is almost this way for me a little bit, where I like some of their big songs, but some of their other ones, I'm like, man, this is weird. I don't love it or hate it, but it's like I'm kind of glad it exists, even though I'm not like feeling it.
Are you making a Will Barton Tame Impala comp right now?
Nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever done that. You guys wanted a comp. Friday night, Winter's Tame Impala is coming out.
Losers Lounge. Whoops.
Yeah, weird. Anderson Paak's another one of these guys. Where you listen to him, and you're kind of like, you know what? What is this rap? Is this R&B? Hip hop? What is it?
It's Anderson Paak is the new Stevie Wonder, but.
Or Lou Williams. Anyway, Barton, you know, he was really good tonight. I was really impressed with how he played.
Yeah,
it is funny to talk about all these guys that were great tonight in a loss, and it's like last night nobody was great. You're like,
it's really funny,
That's what I'm saying. A loss is not a loss. Last night was just like,
well, it is a loss.
Throw this away. Throw this
in
the garbage. This is like, yo, we actually.
What percent of our show is semantics?
All of it. It's a show where we just talk.
That's true.
It's 100% semantics.
Talking.
It's 100% semantics.
The reason is that Nuggets, the purgatory thing is so good because they are in purgatory, and the only point in purgatory at the moment is just collect as many wins as you can.
Yeah, and then,
so there's no like moral victories in purgatory.
No.
There's just like, how do I get out of here?
There's no moral victories, but again, it's all perspective. Like, if the Nuggets don't give up 6 free throws down the stretch, we're sitting here going like, basketball. Just 24 hours, we thought everyone on the team was bad.
Oh, dude.
Now it
Every
turns out they
is
don't
bad.
Even know they're good players. And look, the loss matters. Like, I know that the losses all matter with regards to the standings. I'm not sitting here going, everything's great. But look, the Nuggets could have come out tonight and looked terrible, or they could have looked competitive. And to look competitive on the backs of the players that matter most. Look, I called it a good showing on Twitter. I hope James Merrillat doesn't find the tweet, but I'm effing right about it. So whatever.
There's one other player we have to shout out in this first segment. We have to. And that is none other than the Tiny King Facundo Campazzo. I thought he was fantastic tonight. He played 27 minutes. He was only a -2 in 27 minutes.
Only a -2? Wow, that's great.
That is great when you consider, like, usually the bench, you want him out there for, like, two-minute increments because they're down 10. He gets 16 points tonight. He goes 4-5 from the three-point line. Those were obviously huge. Without those threes, maybe we're looking at his night a little bit differently, but I even thought he made a bunch of hustle plays and a bunch of really good play. His energy was great tonight, and his impact off that energy was good.
Yeah, he got his groove. He got his groove back. Like, he got a little bit of swag, a little mall back, a little coursing through his veins.
That's right, it was.
But you saw the zip on his passes. You started like that. We saw this last year too when he was like down pretty bad. Like, his passes were like much more conventional, and then, like, you know, as soon as he starts to feel a little bit, you start to see like a whip pass here and there, something behind the back. It's like he was he was at least bothersome on defense tonight.
I thought he was impacting that game before the threes. Just he had a good stint before that just with his energy and defense, which, like, I'm not pretending we've seen that all year because we haven't, but when Facu is at his best, you get those moments too, just like the steals, like the it feels like it's slipping away from them. Are the guys locked in? Is everyone playing hard right now? And Facu always is, and not always playing well, and usually not this year. But really cool to see that manifest in some positive momentum tonight.
All the bench, though, here's the thing, man. I still, it's weird because I'm defending Facu when I think, like, look, my perfect rotation when everybody's healthy but Jamal, I'm not trying to put them in there, doesn't include Facu. That being said, I do still feel like he's a scapegoat. Like, he's had two or three good nights tonight, which is about what you could say for Jamichael Green, about what you could say for PJ Dozier. It's about what you could say for Austin Rivers and any of these other guys. Like,
yeah, they're all holding each other
down.
They're
all holding each other down, and they've all had moments where you're like, see, there it is. Tonight, that was definitely Facu, and he's a big part of why they stayed in this game. And by the way, shout out to Michael Malone for keeping him in there. This is one of those
shouts, Mike.
Yeah, because Monte didn't have it tonight.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, look, Malone said play hard and good things will happen. Facu came out and played hard tonight, and Malone will always reward that.
Yeah.
Sometimes to a detriment, but that's just in his DNA.
I mean, Malone was searching tonight, man, but he did find some guys. By the way, only a 9-man rotation tonight. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
No Bull. Remember, I told you Bull.
I was just going to say. The spotlight on Bull was fixed just directly on the bench.
Yeah.
The whole time.
You gotta love Malone. He really is true. I actually think Malone is so good at media that he never says what he actually thinks. So I was like, Bull, really impress me. He's earned a lot of minutes. All we need is an opportunity where like some guys are out. And then like immediately after saying that,
they're like, oh,
all
like,
those things happen. He's like, no. Nope.
He's like, we're going to start four guys.
Yeah.
Dude, the night of Bull's good game or game, Malone crushed him in the presser in the night he played well.
Right,
it was just
right,
a hard
right.
reversal. I'm sure he got a call from the front office like, hey, man, we're actually trying to pump that value up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just a hard reversal. I mean, look, man, like Bull, I'm with how poorly the Greens have looked. I fully understand anyone who's like, just try anything. Try anything.
Yeah.
It is important to note with Bull, you know, all the talents there. There's all the little things you've highlighted on the list, which is like, Here are the ways he doesn't help you win
just for all the talent. Right.
And there's also, look, here's the fact, man. It's a professional player in a professional organization, and the reason Malone blew up is because the questions are about, does he want to be there? Is he ready to go? Does he respect his coach? Like, there are reasons that Bull isn't playing. And so if the call is like, you got to get Bull out there, like, just at least acknowledge what we're calling for here. That is actually the very last option in Malone's hand.
All right, we'll take our first break. On the other side, though, got to talk about Bones Highland, you guys. I mean, we got to do it. It's been a rough couple games for him, but we'll do it by playing a little of our favorite game.
Which one?
Stonk Report.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Monopoly.
That's your favorite game?
No, it's a terrible game.
It's a terrible game.
I don't think I've ever finished a game of Monopoly.
I got kids Monopoly. It goes way faster. It's trolls
because
based.
You just to dominate them.
Yeah, there's only like three things that can happen on any roll, like jail, collect it. It's pretty easily. My kids don't actually have a concept for money. It's pretty great. My daughter like picked up a penny the other day and was like so pumped about money. I'm like, I don't know what age I could teach them that.
You're like,
I don't want to burden them with the concept of
when
money.
They pick up a penny and you're like, throw that back in the street. It's worthless.
I'll teach them about crypto. Oh, I'm just waiting on you. I'm filling time until you're ready to start doing ad reads.
We're on to
cryptocurrency at the moment. So anytime you're ready to dive in here. You know, my daughter's like, fiat currency.
I need two more minutes. I need
anything.
30
She's
more
like,
seconds
I'm a
crypto.
She's like, I'm into Dogecoin, Dad.
Dogecoin. To the
what
moon.
Is it, a Friday?
There's like 50 new Doge. There's Shiba?
No, there's
Castle
not 50,
Cattle
there's
Company.
There's
thank you. Thank God.
Wow.
The longest you've ever made us do this coin.
Holiday Meat Train is coming through. Holiday Meat Train coming through. Wagyu Beef, Hassle Cattle Company. Get 15% off your order right now using code DNVR15. If that order totals $200, you receive free shipping. It's delicious. It's blue-collar beef. It's available in the DNVR bar on York and Colfax. Check out those delicious burgers on the revamped menu. And if you're like, man, I want that in my freezer. I want that on my plate in my living room. Hit up Hassle Cattle Company. Use code DNVR15 for 15% off. Remember, any orders over $200, you receive free shipping. Check them out. We promise, you will not be disappointed. You may, however, feel a little sleepy. It's a lot of beef. You may feel that itis kicking in. That's when you go from the holiday beef train to the snooze sleep train. The snooze flip is one of the most universal mattresses on the planet. And customize your sleep experiences to fit your need. One side's soft, one side's firm, and you can flip to the side that fits your body best. The cover is also reversible with one side up to 5 degrees cooler, cozy warm on the other side. It's a true 4-in-1 mattress. Eric, do you know how many 4-in-1 mattresses are on the market?
I would have to say 1,000.
Nope, this
what?
Is the only one.
Wow.
It's a good guess, Ron. Snooze will also ship straight to your door. And we're not just telling you this because we think the mattresses are dope. We're telling you this because we have a code. Use code DNVR. Receive $250 off a mattress, $250 off with adjustable base. The savings are $500 on a queen mattress, $1,000 on a dual split king. I mean, come on. This is some of the best offers that we offer. Head to snoozesleep.com. Grab your snooze flip mattress today.
Colorado Zone.
At snoozesleep.com.
Talk to them today.
Snooze flip.
Talk to these dudes today, man. I love these dudes. All right, we're back here. You guys ready to play America's favorite game?
Monopoly?
It's not Monopoly. We went over this one. It is Stonk Report.
Let's go.
Stonk Report.
Let's go. Can we play Monopoly later, though?
We can.
I'm really stuck on this.
Yeah, no problem. You know, we can do that. All righty, we're going to do a little Stonk Report, guys. It's I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like we are starting on Sunday a new portion of the season. Because the Nuggets do go on this road trip. You know, they're going to be gone for... So, like, the Nuggets have been home for 2.5 weeks. Now they're about to be on the road for 2.5 weeks. In fact, they won't be back at Ball Arena, I think, until the 13th of December. A whole other month. We're still in November. We got all the way till December. We still have Thanksgiving to go. We're going to actually be closer to Christmas than we are Thanksgiving by the time they come back. Isn't that wild?
Ariana's in the chat. Let's go, Ariana. We need
Ariana. Actually, yeah, we need some updates on what we can do to like fill a little snake bit at the moment with these nuggets.
I do. I felt a little snake bit.
So I felt a little snake bit. So if you have any advice, we are all ears. Let's play a little stonk report though, because we are done with this portion. We go to this next portion, so it's a good time chance to kind of like block off and say take stock of where everybody is. And I'm gonna start with the king himself, the emperor. Nikola Jokic, stonk report on Jok.
I don't know, guys. He did sprain his wrist. No, I'm just kidding.
In all seriousness, it's weird doing it with a stonk report with Jok because his first five games of the season were, like, ridiculous. So I don't know if it actually does make sense to say that his stonk report is up from that, but it doesn't make sense to say it's down.
With Jok, you have to take a long view.
And how long of a view?
I don't know. I mean, like, but it's just we're not talking about game to game dip. Like, somehow he was awarded the award of being the best player in the league last year, and he's better, and he keeps getting better. He just does more and more. He's unbelievable. It's stupid. Like, especially on a game like this when you don't have him, you're like, you just really feel that absence of old Jok, don't you?
I mean, you look at the bigs that were out. This was a really small game.
It was.
This was an extremely tiny game. If Jok played tonight, he probably would have scored 100 points.
It was supposed to be Jok ending Tony Bradley's career unceremoniously.
Man, I had the worst tweet I saw ever. It came from my guy, Nate Jones, one of my favorite follows. And he's like, really curious to see if Jok dominates the way AD couldn't against this Bulls team. And I was like, let's go. He's going to do it. And then he couldn't play tonight. I'm like, damn it. But tonight would have been such a good like juxtaposition. Oh, look at this, man. Super Kale.
Super Producer Kale.
Part-time distributor. So his stock way up, of course. Let's go to Aaron Gordon.
Oh, same thing. What a difference a day makes.
Are we going to get all our ups out of the way? Should I like get a
downer one
going?
What a difference
a
day makes.
So this is, again, like, whatever, dude. I'm passing out orange slices today. Aaron Gordon had his first like truly bad game this season last night.
It was truly bad.
How does he respond? A truly great game.
It was truly great.
These are the things you just. That gives me hope. One of the bright spots of this 9-7 start to a season, which has felt weird as hell, is Aaron Gordon, and to see him bounce back immediately, what a relief! It's got to be up.
All right, I have to do a downer one. Eric in particular is going to get really pissed at me, but I have a point to it. The Denver Nuggets fan base.
Uh-oh.
I have to do it.
Hang on, though. Really? Let's make a distinction. The chat, up.
Oh, pander to him.
But, you know, pander to what? Our people supporting us.
Our people supporting us, yeah.
But
I literally...
Tonight was tough. You can argue. You say up. You can say up.
Well, I'm not saying up, down. I've not been in the... all I know... I only know what I know. And all I do is interact with our version of the fan base.
It's true.
And it's freaking and fantastic.
We have an incredibly solidified core. The core is the 300. It's like the 300, but we could take on thousands of
Lakers. I gotta be honest, man.
Thousands of Philly fans, no matter what it is, we could take them on, man. Like, we are unstoppable. But the reason I brought this one up is tonight I did get multiple reports. A lot of people
texted me
nonstop just being like, holy hell, man, I've never seen Ball Arena like this, Chicago. And I have to say, a good percentage of our following are people that don't live in Denver. So they don't know. They get their information about Denver for us. Here's what you need to know about Denver. It is roughly 40% California, 30% Chicago, 10% Colorado natives, and then like the rest, whatever percentage is left is up. But people don't realize Chicago is like a huge, it's like California and Chicago. Every time I meet somebody, like, where are you from? California or Chicago. They're like, oh, I'm from Chicago.
Because
they're
refugees.
They're refugees. Yeah, they are. They're leaving Chicago.
They're
so cold. The city, they hate it.
Miserable places that used to be desirable to live because that's where they first landed in this country.
Even
industry was built there. All the industry dies, and then they're like, oh, wait, it's cold, miserable here. It's not worth it. We're leaving.
Even our Denver Post beat writers from Chicago. Like, honestly, like, this is... The beat reporters that come through, most of them from like Chicago or California, and they just keep coming through here, like, right? Like,
I bite my tongue. But
what'd you say?
I'm gonna bite my tongue. But I think
he's from New Jersey.
He is from Jersey.
I will say our.
You know what he did though that nobody else does?
Assimilated.
That's the thing. That's the whole point about it. Is we saw. By the way, I'm not gonna say what bar it was, but it's a very prominent Denver sports bar. that had a tweet out the other day that was like, Eagles fans, so excited to welcome you to our city. We are the home of Eagles fans this week. And I'm thinking, like, this is the this is like a bar that fancies themselves a Denver sports staple is openly tweeting like, come to us, we are your place. I just like, this
can
is
I,
the-
can I lay down a little bit of
for
apology before
argue
we,
with me.
Before we dig in. The thing about the fans of Denver, Colorado, is that they're not able to see the fucking game.
Yeah, that is a thing. That's a thing.
They have lost touch with the team because it's difficult to...
Third season?
It is difficult to casually introduce yourself back into the Denver Nuggets. It is difficult.
It's so difficult.
You need to be very deliberate, and it needs to be something
that is... You've got to care.
You have to care.
You can't become cared.
Some people have to watch our playback just to do it.
That's so true.
Yes, and the point is like, that's not like... To get reintroduction to a team, it starts off casually. You catch a game. You notice, oh, wow, there's some interesting players, some good storylines. Like, you don't, I mean, like, you with, like, the Rapids or something. Like, Rapids are a great team, right?
Yeah.
They're, apparently, they're barreling
number one in the West.
Barreling into the playoffs. They are favored to make some real noise, but we're not acquainted with them because. Yeah. Of the same reason. And it's not like we're not compelled to start watching it because we don't know the story. We'll start watching now because we know that they're supposedly
exciting
good,
stuff like, coming up on that front.
But it's tough. So this is like this is a reap what you've sown situation. Yeah.
It really is. I just brought that up because I want people to understand the temperature out here. Like, you watch this, you might be so confused, but you have to understand, Denver is like the greatest city in America, in my opinion. It's like an incredible place. It is almost Thanksgiving, and I'm still like, I wore the sweater today, and I got out, when I got in my car, I was like, what am I doing? I should go put shorts on. It feels so good out here.
Let's go.
Mountains are gorgeous.
Warming, huh? It's not always a bad thing, is it?
I'm just saying, Colorado is such a chill place, and unfortunately, word's out about it, but that was why tonight. All right, let's move on with Stonk Report. Will Barton.
Oh,
this is a tough one.
Oh, okay.
Vote, are you playing with us? Or are we...
Let's go. Kale,
block that weirdo, dude. The bowl, 1, 2, 3. Just, I don't even know if he's joking, but
who is
executive
it?
Decision from vote. What's the question?
Will Barton.
Oh, dude, come on. I mean, talk to me. Get me excited. That's an up.
Yeah, Will Barton has been so good. I mean, this... He's had a... Here's the thing about Will Barton. So what are we, 16 games into it? I think he's had, like, 10 very good games. He's had, like, 4 great games, 10... very good games, and then like 3 stinkers.
Yep. And one of the stinkers, he wrapped up with a game-saving block.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he did. He had the Minnesota game.
It was
game.
One of his worst games.
Yeah, he was. You're absolutely right. He's definitely been up. This is the best version of Will. I was very concerned about his back. 2 games in a row now he has participated in and played very well, and I'm like, thank God. Because
I hurt my back when I was younger, and that same thing where I like – went down, I was laying on the ground, and I was out for a very long time. I would have been on the injury report until.
And
like
you and
today.
Will Barton have the same frame.
I would
you
say,
know, like the same body.
I would
really.
Say. Is, you said
yeah.
it. I'm glad
I'm
I didn't
not.
Have to
yeah,
say
you
it.
Didn't
it's
say
better
it.
To have outside point of view on this,
guys. You want to get real spicy? I might have asked this the other day, but
how spicy?
Here's my biggest, maybe my biggest takeaway from this season: the Nuggets had a healthy Will Barton last year. And the year before, especially 2 years ago.
I actually almost don't want to talk about it because I totally agree.
Because I, at the time, like when in the bubble, when they went to the Western Conference Finals, I was like, I don't know. Watching him this year, I'm like, hell yeah, they would. Are you kidding me? This guy's a freaking killer. Monte Morris, this is an interesting one.
I'm going to go.
Dude, man. It was, if you had asked me 2 games ago, I'd say up. But
that's the thing about Stonks. They're
this
up,
one.
They're down,
I'm doing this one. To me, it's up and down. Actually, I wouldn't even do sideways. I would do side by side, up and down. They're not going this way. He's been inconsistent. He's had a couple bad ones in a row. He said today, by the way, there's an article by Mike Singer in the Denver Post that he's dealing with quite a bit of injuries right now, he's banged up right now, and he plays like it.
He doesn't want to tell me that when I ask him. I mean, I know he doesn't, but come on. Monte hasn't looked great this year, and there you can pick out a handful of games where he's looked pretty good, and they've looked great.
Right.
So he's a key ingredient, but I think he's down right now. I do. The 3-point shooting is a problem, and he's actually not a bad catch and shoot 3-point guy.
Right.
So that should be better. I have faith. I trust in Monte, but it's not been. I know this is not the start he envisioned for himself. I feel confident saying that.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like Jamal's season started last year, where he came in and maybe wasn't like physically there. We knew that he had like the off season whatever procedures, and so he wasn't able to maybe be as physically fit as he wanted to be to start, and it kind of like held him back a little bit. And this kind of feels like what we're dealing with Monte a little bit. I mean, it's obviously like to a lesser degree, but it just seems like he's just not quite right.
Yeah, I'd agree. All right, Jeff Green.
Dude, I'm like, can I get two effing red arrows on this?
Can I'm just like,
Jeff Green is like, here's the thing, and you guys can react to this. I'll just do it quick. I think Jeff Green has actually been impactful when he's cared to be.
Yep.
But the thing that's tough about him is, like, if you ask me who are the five worst players on the roster so far this year in the rotation, he would not make the list, I don't think. Like, they've played like 13 guys. He's not one of the bottom four or five. But
I mean, he's six.
But
then
it's frustrating that he is as close as he is, because he's a lot better, in my opinion, than most of the guys behind him. But he just, like, his energy is so low.
Yeah, it feels like a want for, like you're saying.
A what?
It's a want for situation. Like, he doesn't want for
right.
Success.
Yes.
Like, he's just kind of like, it feels like he's just kind of coasting and just kind of cashing checks a little bit. Like, he's playing to, like, he's like a student that's not being challenged.
Okay.
You know, and he's like, they're like, what's up with Jeff? You're like,
yeah,
I don't
except
know, he's
you
bored.
Know what, Jeff? You're not going to Harvard. So, like, you know what? Maybe apply yourself.
Know,
how about
dude.
That?
Yeah, like,
he's not being challenged the way I wasn't be challenged. And then I went to Ithaca. Like, you know what I mean? Challenge yourself, bro. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's.
I wonder what's the fan base saying? Let me know. I think not too happy. Oh, man, this is the worst one. Jamichael Green.
Dude.
Oh,
card update! New card drop.
What does it
new
say?
Card
new card drop. I asked, "What do we need to know moving forward?" And I pulled the Two of Pentacles. So we need to be like Aaron Gordon, take the ups with the downs on the Sea of Life, bounce back and play the game.
Oh man!
What I hate about Ariana, she's always right. Her vice is always so
dude,
good. It's
NBA
like,
seasons are long as shit. I that's the one thing. Every year I do this, I go.
Do you guys hear the language? Oh. Sea of Life?
Yeah, she's really good.
Man. Dude, I feel like we're drowning, frankly.
You feel like we're drowning?
I feel like I should have learned to swim the Sea of Life a little bit better.
But you want to know something?
Yes.
Because my kids are in swim class.
Okay.
And they teach us all aside. All
right.
Worst thing you could do.
What's that?
Panic.
Uh-oh.
Especially in the ocean. The sea, you just kind of lay back. The sea carries you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is great advice, Ariana, but we're still doing stunk reports, so we're going to keep going to negative town.
Jermichael Green. Dude, I refuse to even lift.
No, you know what's messed up is this is actually the real answer. And I agree with your sentiment over
His
there.
His last few games have actually been merely bad.
The messed up part is he's on the way up.
Is he? He was terrible tonight.
I know. It's a low bar, dude.
Yo, man. I also
agree with the sentiment. Like,
I put it out on Twitter. I am officially entered. I no longer want Jermichael Green on my team territory. I'm there, dude. I'm there. I don't, man.
All right, you guys ready? Right. Austin Rivers.
Oh man, dude.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Really, dude?
This is a tentative up.
Like, here's what it is. It depends on what we're asking. Like, Eric, I know that grade is on the last 16 games.
Me and
Vogt are, like, on the last three games. I think that's what you're looking at.
So
he's on the up over the last, like, three or four. He was at the bottom.
Listen, dude, I'm a macro guy. You guys are micros.
Yeah, we are micros.
You're, like, looking at game to game. I'm looking at overall trends. What do we hope to get out of our
2 of 4 from the three-point line tonight?
Austin Rivers. Hooray. I mean, but then what we've gotten out of
here's,
him this whole
here's,
year.
Here's the thing that's important. You got to think about what are the nine guys Denver has to, like, rely on. And Austin Rivers, through the first 10 games, it's, like, clearly not him. Through the last four or five, I'm like, there's so many guys that are being bad right now that it's like, maybe he is the guy. I don't know. At least he's, like, got me slightly intrigued there. Facundo.
By the way, just to reiterate, because the chat seems confused, that Austin Rivers grade is, like, on a steep curve. Like, this is super relative.
He was at the, like, Mariana Trench.
Yeah. It could not have gone lower.
This is like
and now it's higher.
This is like if you hired a stonk trader.
Yeah.
A stonk advisor, and they were like, well, you did lose your savings, but it has rebounded, so it's well below what you bought it at, but it is moving up a little bit.
Facundo Campazzo.
Hey, man. Also, it's the two games with Zeke. and Zeke looked better.
Such a micro take, bro. Such a micro take.
I hate to be a dad. Zeke's not being a downer right now because he's so up tonight. Like, he's so great tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Am I doing this season from last season? Because
I think we're doing like really like the last like eight games.
Well, then it's up, like, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
He was like the worst player on the roster for the first eight.
Here's what's going on with the bench stunk report. They're all so down that we're trying to like figure out if any of them are less down from recently. Faka was great tonight. I don't want to rag on him.
But he's not.
Here's a guy I am going to rag on, sadly. That brings me no pleasure. Bones Highland.
Golly, dude. I know. Wow. Yeah. Can we ask about Damian Lillard first?
Damian Lillard also down. Eric.
I'm kind of like here.
Okay.
Because.
It's a couple games in a row now.
As you know.
It's like three or four games in a row.
As you know, I'm a macro guy.
You are macro. You're such a macro.
In the macro, he has been trending up. But we've got a few plot points that are a little bit down.
But it's
tempered the trajectory a little bit. But it's still, for me, moving up.
40% from three tonight.
It's down on the roll, but like I'm not selling that stock.
Here, let me ask it this way. This is maybe how you could look at it. It's almost like your confidence level going into this road trip. So do you feel like Bones has some momentum going into this? Do you feel like he doesn't? Like, to me, I'm a little concerned that the honeymoon phase is sort of over. And now it's like, hey, he's going to have good moments. He's going to have bad moments. But is he going to like get completely beasted on a possession where you're like, man, we need a stop here. Oh, hopeless. Like right now, he's kind of in that zone.
Yeah, Chad has said he had osteoporosis tonight. And also someone else said Bones Lowland. it's tough times out there in the chat.
Dude, we're down bad.
We are down bad.
And
you know what?
Bad.
It took three games to get us
here. I'm like not down that bad.
I know it's a Friday night.
PJ Dozier.
It's because like the nightmare scenario has unfolded and they're 9-7.
You guys ready? PJ Dozier. Like,
it's a worst case scenario start. They're 9-7.
I like this—an up down.
So PJ's still a victim. Like, first of all, every guy on that bench unit, we could say, are they the problem? They're all victims. Like, they're all victims of each other's work. But you know, Dozier was also, and Dozier is a guy who probably a guard naturally, being asked to play the three, and after injuries is now playing the four again. Sometimes, like, that's sick. Even still, he was a guy who, in theory, was supposed to buoy this unit. And he isn't.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, he's a part of that same dynamic that everyone else is. And so I love Dozier in the right moments. The rebounding is underrated. The defense is awesome. Like, alongside good players, he's a winning player. As far as breakout seasons and saving the second unit, like, I just have never seen that. And you know, I'm not holding my breath for Dozier to turn some corners offensively.
Buoy's such a funny word, huh?
It is quite funny.
Because it doesn't sound like what it means. It sounds like something
else. That's very true. Baba buoy.
It's like a floaty would be a buoy, but instead it's a buoy. You know what else is a weird word? You said earlier, malaise. Sounds like mayonnaise.
Welcome to Vernacular like Corner on DNVR.
This is Vocab Corner, bro. Come on.
Vocab.
We talking about nadirs? What are we talking about?
Dozier, I think.
Dozier. Think about PJ Dozier. He's full of composure. We all know this. He's got the right length to be effective in the NBA. His confidence is lacking, man. Like, he went up a couple times. He did not know what he was doing. Didn't know if he was going to pass, if he was going to shoot. He uncorked. I don't even know. Like, it was a pass to out of bounds that was a shot that then he went and got himself and it turned into a travel.
A travel, yeah.
I was like, what is happening right now? Confidence is king, especially in the NBA, especially like all these guys. It's really funny to just watch.
Do you think the Nuggets' confidence is in a good spot as a collective unit?
I think it's like in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a weird spot. I think they're like kind of looking at each other like, you know, our big guys aren't at, or guys that we know that we have been able to count on in the past are not here, and we don't quite know what the pecking order is of good players that are left, and we don't know quite, you know, who can we can rely on what on any given night, because it's really inconsistent. So, and then you have a night like last night, which just destroys everybody's confidence. You have nights like tonight where everybody's sort of being built back up. But like, as on the whole, I mean, like, I think you can imagine that the Nuggets' confidence is sort of like how you feel about them.
It's right? So true.
Isn't
yeah.
it weird? Because I think, yeah, all the role players are probably not feeling any confidence in themselves.
No, nor
but,
should they.
But Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Will Barton, I think are probably all extremely confident right now, as they should be.
As they should
as
be.
As they should be.
All right, let's take another break. On the other side, though, Harrison Wynn is live at Ball Arena. He'll be joining us shortly. We're going to bounce around the association. Plus, reading Super Chats that are coming out. I'm told we have 11 Super Chats, guys. Keep them coming. You're sending us to Serbia. Can't wait for that. Vote. That's your cue.
DraftKings is America's number one rated sportsbook app, and it's also an official sports betting partner of the NFL. So what do you think that means? That means you can make some money when you bet on the NFL. Actually, right now, new customers who bet just $1 on either team to score, a point, you win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. One of the ways DraftKings tries to hook you, one of the ways they hooked me, is they kind of just give you free money every now and then. So get in on that. Also, don't forget about DraftKings Sportsbook. Customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. It's safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, it's your money. They know that. You can deposit and withdraw whenever you want. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $1 on either team score. Win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code DNVR. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. If you've been to any of our tailgates this football season, then you already know how dope Sexy Pizza is.
It's the dopest.
Their name's dope. Their pizza's dope. And if you're a little confused what we're talking about, just know they're local. 13 years in the Denver community. Sexy Pizza's as local as it gets. Hand-tossed deck oven pizza made from scratch each morning. Dough. You can choose your own adventure with a wide range of toppings, or, this is a pretty cool part, check out their signature Philanthro Pies. A portion of every sale from these five specialty pies is donated to a range of different nonprofits right here in Colorado. If you are looking to have Sexy Pizza support your organization or event, which of course we recommend, go to www.sexypizza and check out their about page for donations link to see how Sexy Pizza can support your cause. And I am always excited to push Strava Craft Coffee on you. The delicious CBD-infused coffee. Right now, our Nothing. Members can get 25% off their order at Strava using code DNVR25. And do not forget about that subscription service. When you use the code, you're also going to get a little discount on every shipment. When you're subscribed, you choose what flavor, what dosage. When it comes every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, Strava Craft Coffee, check it out. It'll leave you honking like
a goose.
A goose.
Let's go. Dude, nothing. You see, just Adam perk up, dude.
Well, you know why? Right as you talked about the goose, you know the thing I've got, because you know I have the pond now behind me. I have a hybrid snow goose.
A hybrid goose.
He's half snow goose, half Canadian goose.
That sounds like an abomination.
Is that a real thing?
Himself,
that's a real
dude.
Thing. Yeah, of course. There's a lot of hybrids. They'll mix in. He's got this crazy white head. It's really cool.
Yes,
man.
Ben, I have tried the CBD coffee. I really like it. It's a legit recommendation for me. Anxiety, IBS, that's Eric's favorite part. I deal with a lot. I do like to drink coffee in the morning, and I don't like to feel like I'm addicted to caffeine. Strava helps.
You know what else he does not like? The effects of IBS.
That's right. I want a non-irritable bowel.
I want like a reasonable bowel.
All right. Let's hit some super chats here, Kale. What do you say, man?
Super chat it up.
What do we get today? From Dylan. Love the name. Got to get J. Mike out at this point. There is no way Bull could do less than him, at least while Zeke is out. You know what's funny? Here's the thing. First of all, thanks for the super chat, Dylan. Here's what's funny. Zeke, 3 weeks ago, it's like
no one wanted to touch him.
All of a sudden, he comes in and plays great, and it's like, hey, we got to. It sucks that he got hurt at the wrong time, because I do wonder if – I'm curious where Malone is with Jermichael Green.
Yeah, because I would lobby for Zeke right now, given how those appearances went.
Oh, my God.
And given how poorly it looks from J-Mike. And yeah, that's a great question. How close is Malone to that? And we probably would have gotten an answer, but of course – now we know it can't be Zeke. So, but I do think, you know, for some of the why is it still small? Why isn't it this? I think right now it is because Vlacco and Zeke are still recovering. I do think Malone is maybe ready to try something else. Here's the thing, man. I see even this chat, we've called him stubborn tonight. The reality is Malone has tried a lot of different rotations this season. He's been in search mode all year. And the stubborn MO is mostly apt. It's mostly fair. but I don't know if it applies this year. And so were those guys healthy? Would he have gone to them by now? I think there's a chance it's yes.
He would have definitely gone to Zeke by now. I mean, J-Mike has been atrocious, unplayable.
He, honest to God, like, I don't think you can overstate how bad he's been.
He's been so terrible.
He's been really bad.
Like, every time he does something, you're like,
I mean, dude,
maybe.
How many, did he have two, like, illegal screens again
tonight?
Yeah, dude,
he can't even set a screen. That's the thing, man. It's like, it's not just, oh, he can't hit his shots. It's like, he can't be on the floor without doing something hurtful. Detrimental.
Like, he's a straight-up detriment to the Denver Nuggets.
I will say, if you're a young player out there, if you're a dad and you've got a son or daughter who's coming up in the ranks for playing, but have them watch Alex Caruso go through screens.
Dude,
that guy, you can't screen him. I've never seen a player that you literally can't screen. He's like super flexible or something.
He knows how to either get through it or get the foul call every time. Everyone said it tonight, so we don't need to. But God, he was good.
Yeah.
God, he was good.
Yeah, he was really good. All right, next one. Good one. All right, DK says, J-Mike needs to give his minutes to Zeke. AG was nice. Bones needs to add some mass. I strongly agree. Zach LaVine is the best two guard in the league.
Dude, he is nice.
He hit a lot of shots tonight.
He is nice. And that's no surprise to any Bulls fan, right? He's been a great closer now for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know about best two guard in the league, but it's like not blasphemous. That dude is really good.
What's interesting about Lonzo being his sidekick right now is that Zach LaVine, like Jamal Murray, not a true one. Jamal Murray, not a true one. Like, there's zero overlap between those two players, but in a perfect way. You know what I mean? Like, and it's really nice. Best two guard? No, but he's really good. But he's really good. He's really strong. Really, really good player.
That's like less of a blasphemous statement with each game.
I will say this. PJ Dozier, who I think can be a very good defender, atrocious against him tonight. Like, he wasn't even there. And it wasn't just him. Like, Faku got burned. Gordon got burned. Everybody.
The hitting shots part I get.
It's like sometimes guys are on. They hit tough shots. Great players. But the ones where it's like just goes right around you and gets a layup and you're like, my God, you might as well have been a traffic cone. And that was everybody tonight. Corbin says, tonight was a loss that felt like a win. The Bulls are amazing this year. Keeping it within 8 points without three max contract slots is solid. Again,
loss is a loss, guys. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
No, but both things are true, man. I think Corbin is right, but I also understand the people who don't want to hear about moral victories because it's an L column, and that matters.
The Smuggets are back. Here he goes. Super chat from Vote. Forgot to do it yesterday. LFG, Faku, and AG. What's up with Monte?
Oh, he's getting me back for just eviscerating me in the pregame lounge, during the game, on the simulcast.
Yeah, he was.
And the postgame.
He was really.
Thank you,
Lycos. He honestly was flaming you pretty good.
He did.
His effort on D looks bad. It went somewhere. It disappeared, Kale. And offense week, yeah. Who are we talking about here? Monte?
It might be the injuries.
I think it's injuries, man. And it sucks. Here's the thing. Here's another thing to think about with Bones, by the way, too. Like, Monte, undersized. Bones, undersized. Like, this is one of the big fears about having undersized players is they kind of get banged up pretty easily.
And it's not something you can really just fix. Like, we all like to say, oh, they'll just throw a bunch of weight on. But some guys actually don't.
Brandon
Ingram has not gained an ounce.
Oh, no. And he's gotten wiry strong or whatever. Like, Bones is going to get wiry strong, but he's still 6'2".
He's
so
like
it's always going to be a little
soaking wet. Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
I like Bones, though.
Smuggets is back again, baby. I'll lay my head down on my pillow tonight and sleep like a rock, knowing that the Denver Nuggets have a very good chance to win an NBA title by before 2025. That last part kind of takes the wind out of the
really
sails.
Sizzles out.
Yeah, it really sizzles out.
I thought he was going to say this year. I was like, let's go.
Sometimes over the next 100 years.
I'm ready to run to a wall.
Dude, I'm not like
a marathon run and then just make a decision when we get there.
Dude, I'm not sitting here pretending like this Nuggets season is awesome right now.
No, but it's what we knew it was going to be.
Yeah, dude.
This is like when I love, like, just talking about sports when, you know, in football when you're like all, just need a quarterback. You know, it's going to be 2 years of development. And then, like, three games in, everyone's like, we got to get rid of him. You're like, what happened to 2 years? Like, the idea of time versus actually traveling through it is very different.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. The best example of this is last year's Warriors, where Warriors fans were ready to fire Kerr.
They're like,
we need to change the style. The old style is not
Draymond
true.
Draymond can't shoot anymore.
Hey, well, maybe it's time to move on from Draymond. Yeah. Like, all these things that's like, no. They were just in purgatory. Last year, the Warriors were in purgatory. Now they're out. Same with the Nuggets. They're in purgatory right now.
I'm going to take it a step up, though. They are in purgatory. I still think their purgatory floor is higher than that.
Oh, we could still have a lot of fun in purgatory.
Yeah, like this team, whatever. I'll shut my mouth now. But I just don't. There's no reason to crumple this year up and throw it out because they lost seven already.
No, no, no. The thing is, it's not unlike the Warriors. The Nuggets aren't in purgatory for a whole season. They're just in purgatory right until now. Michael Porter gets
yeah,
back.
Which,
until
you know,
it's like
if
yeah, if he but, gets back, yeah, Murray yeah. gets back.
I agree
all
with
these
you.
Things.
Yeah, agree.
Then again, where you're like, yeah, like. Man, it's just going to take 5 games. Like, every one of the 5 games, you're like, God, this sucks. Like, the Nuggets are awful. Every Nugget's bad.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, wow.
That's what you think.
Are you going to chime like, in on it? We'll get back to the Super Chats after
right.
a little wind time.
That's a wind chime. I don't think it is.
It's like more like a
Wind has the most handsome avatar.
He does.
Of all
well, that might be well, because
that's
he's...
That's like saying this sushi is so good. It's because it has the best
fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
It's got the best thing to work for.
You know, actually, the best ingredient in sushi? Avocado.
Avocado.
All right, let's go to Harrison Wins.
Live at Ballerina. Harrison, what's happening, buddy?
Nothing, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're all right. I mean, I don't know. We're in purgatory.
The vibes are purgatitious.
I'm having a great time, Wind. I don't know. I'm fine.
So tonight, I got to say, Wind, first I'm going to bust your balls right as you hop on here. Every tweet I see tonight from Ballerina is how much it sucked because there were Bulls fans everywhere. But then I see one tweet that's counter to all of that, and it's you saying, best atmosphere of all time.
Did you get ratioed on that, Wind?
What was it? A good atmosphere, but they were rooting against the Nuggets?
Yeah, I got crazy ratioed on that. I thought it was a great atmosphere. The reason was because there were a lot of Bulls fans. But in the end, the amount of Bulls fans that they were, that got the Nuggets fans going in the second half. So it started because of the Bulls fans. And look, there were a lot of people here, man. I think it felt like the most people here in the arena since opening night. It was loud, mainly because of the Bulls fans. But I just felt like it was definitely the best atmosphere of the season. It was live in here, man, and the players played up to it. It was a really enjoyable game to be at. Like,
yeah, it is.
Yes, there were a lot of Bulls fans. It was annoying for the Nuggets fans here, no doubt. But it got everybody going, I felt like.
Somebody says wind? Windy City?
Dude, every city is the Windy City with San Diego.
Whenever he's there, it's true. Broomfield, more windy than I expected. neither here nor there. All right. Well, take us. Is there any anecdotes from the game you really want to share or any perspective on it that you you just feel so important, you know, you want to share with us?
I mean, it was loud. Like, when I say the players played up to the crowd, I really feel like they were trying to, you know, silence the crowd with every big shot, talking to the crowd. Like that back and forth was really cool. So it was just a fun game. It was a fun game, to be totally honest.
Oh, that's cool, man. Did you see Arturis? Was he in the house tonight?
Yeah, Arturis was here tonight. I'm sure pretty thrilled at how the evening turned out. But, yeah, he was here. Bulls represented. It was a fun game.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, take us inside Michael Malone's commentary. What did he have to say tonight?
Malone was in a good mood, predictably, I thought. He said the Nuggets played 48 minutes of competitive basketball. He was really proud of their effort. He was really proud of how they fought. Can you guys not hear me?
No, I can hear you. You're good.
Okay. Sounds good. Just Adam short of hearing it.
Adam.
Well, no, just to be clear, the audience can definitely hear you. We're just...
Okay.
Go ahead.
But yeah, Malone said they played 48 minutes of competitive basketball. He loved their effort. He loved their fight tonight, obviously down as many bodies as they were. But he really harped on the 17 offensive rebounds that Denver gave up, led to 18 points. And that was kind of theme of the post game. The Bulls just got a ton of second chance points and then capitalized on a lot of them. That was his biggest takeaway, I'd say.
Okay. What else from him?
On Aaron Gordon, Malone said he was telling Aaron Gordon the whole night, stay aggressive, and he thought he did that from beginning to end. He thought he played great defense on DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar DeRozan shot 7-21 from the floor, did most of his damage from the free throw line, including the clinching 6 points of the game, all on DeMar DeRozan free throws. But Malone thought Gordon played pretty good defense on him, all things considered. And he just loved how he started off the game attacking. And that was my big take, my big takeaway from Aaron Gordon tonight. Like, he came out of the gate looking to go to the rim every single time, go through contact, be physical, and settle for the jumper second. And I just thought he came out with a great mindset tonight.
Hey, did anyone ask him, and I think I know why he didn't and what he would say, but was there any conversation about the challenging or the lack of challenging on those calls down the stretch? Obviously, he finished the game with a challenge in his pocket.
No, I didn't even think of that, but it's a good question for sure. They looked like questionable calls live. I didn't see a replay or really have a good angle, but live, they certainly looked questionable, at least a couple of them.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's
a
good question.
I think it might have been when the one timeout remaining, which they would have burned to use the challenge, and also if they win those challenges, I think it ends up staying Bulls ball side out. I could be wrong on that, but yeah, just something I was curious about.
Yeah, maybe not worth it in the end. Malone also said that they played the most zone tonight that they have the entire season. I noticed this on a couple possessions. One was when they came out of a timeout and the Bulls kind of froze up, didn't really know what to do, and DeRozan settled for a long jumper. So I noticed it a little, but Malone, it seems like the zone is something they might go to, particularly if they're small. But then again, it's tough to rebound out of a zone. You saw that tonight.
Yeah,
definitely saw it tonight. Tonight was a super small game, man. There were some weird – I mean, Gordon at the center position and wasn't even, like, outsized. It was – Bulls were also so small. A really weird game, man.
The Bulls did absolutely dominate the paint, though. Paint points, everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and the rebounding and those key moments, man. Denver, honestly, the possession where Zach LaVine finished with the three off of like the fourth attempt, that was actually the play of the game.
Why are we talking about old stuff, man?
Because Denver was right there where if they would have gotten a stop on that play, 100%. It's like, they might take a lead. It was tough, man. That was brutal.
Yeah, but the crowd aspect was definitely brought up in the post game a lot, and Michael Malone said, he joked, but there was some truth to this, obviously. He said, I wasn't sure if I was at United Center or Ball Arena tonight. And then he did say he gave the crowd that was here credit just for supporting them, trying to drown those Bulls fans out. And then said he thought his players played up to the crowd, too.
To be fair to the Denver Nuggets, this is a scourge that has hit the city of Denver. This happens at Rockies games. This happens at Avalanche games.
I know, man. I know, but you're like
specifically
you're less bothered by it than I am, I think.
Oh, I'm exquisitely bothered by it, but I didn't pick up on it during the game. I'm just saying, like, this feels bad for the Denver Nuggets right now, and it's being brought up a lot, but this is something that happens to literally all, except for the Broncos, of our sports franchises.
I mean, it's what we're here for, right? Trying to battle what is a seemingly inevitable dynamic with all the transplants.
Fight for your city, people.
Fight for your
become
city,
DNVR members.
That's why
come
we're
to
here.
The bar. Support people that support the city.
I thought we were saying go to Ball Arena.
Go to Ball Arena.
Oh, wait, yeah, go to Ball Arena.
We'll go to Ball Arena for sure. Go to Ball Arena, yeah, for sure. All right, what else we got?
I'm so discouraged by this.
I actually am really bummed about it.
I think you felt it tonight because this is the first time the Bulls have been actually good. In a while. Like, there's always...
That's true, too.
The Bulls are always sneaky a lot. But it's like Lakers, number one. Celtics and Bulls. No, the Bulls are always a lot, man. They really are. Same with Cubs. Like,
for sure.
They're turning up right now.
The Bulls haven't exactly played a brand of basketball that you get super loud for over the last decade. Also, like, Denver's 35% Chicago people anyway. So, not a big surprise out here. PJ Dozier tonight, I thought this was interesting. I asked him just what he's thought of his season, just really open-ended. He goes, it's interesting, an interesting season. Having to make adjustments, playing with different lineups, having different roles, but we have a team that's able to adjust, understand what we need for us to do individually. So I got the sense that he's not really happy with how his season is going from that. So I thought that was notable. PJ also said, like, look, we've been shorthanded a bunch. We never feel sorry for ourselves. That's the reason we always play up to the competition. We believe we can always get the job done. And he did mention, and you got to think this was Malone's biggest point postgame, the offensive rebounding versus Chicago killed him. And
it's my biggest point. God damn.
They played small a lot tonight. They played small tonight, but, I mean, PJ Dozier, 10 rebounds. He did his part.
Yeah, team high.
He that really might be where he's at his best, which sounds kind of weird and almost like, you know, reductive in terms of crediting him, but it's a thing he comes in and does every time. He plays with such great energy on the glass.
Yeah, no doubt. PJ was talking about guarding the Bulls guards. He said individually, I could have definitely played better defense one-on-one. I mean, he was matched up with Zach LaVine a lot tonight. He was matched up with every one of the Bulls guards, and like all those guys had nice nights, it seemed like.
Yeah. All right, who else spoke?
Oh, we also talked to Aaron Gordon. He was asked about Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray on the bench. Those guys were really active on the bench tonight. It was one of the first timeouts in the first quarter, I think, or maybe in the second quarter, but those two guys were like the first two up on the bench every time, running out to give guys high fives. Well, Jok only giving guys high fives with his left hand. But those guys were really active on the bench. Aaron Gordon said, I love this quote, it goes to show how much they love the game. It shows how great of people they are. For them to still be this engaged, if they can do it, everybody can do it.
I love it. I like Aaron Gordon, yeah. Man. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm kind of an Aaron Gordon stan.
Oh, I'm in. I'm all in.
Like, I
oh,
really...
As a nugget, too. Like, that's Aaron what I mean. Gordon as a nugget is working
for me. He's, like, climbing up the list of my favorite, like, current Absolutely. Nuggets. Like, really fast. He's really... I really like him,
hey,
man.
Hey, Wynn, that anecdote had me thinking. Did you see Michael Porter Jr. on the bench tonight at all?
I did not. He was not on the bench. He's been on the bench for pretty much all these games, as far as I can remember. He was not tonight, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. Aaron Gordon, like, he applauded the effort they had. He said they fought, but he said in the end there's no moral victories in this game. And then he was talking about Malone's message to him. And the exact phrase Malone said he was telling Gordon in the huddles was, don't let them off the hook. And Aaron pretty much said what he meant by that was just keep being aggressive. Get to the cup. And Aaron was talking about how his focus tonight was using his body, his strength, what he's been gifted with. Don't settle for jumpers unless he has to.
Hell yeah.
It's a great philosophy for him to have, for sure.
Wonder why he doesn't have that every night, because we've talked about there's some nights, most nights I would say, but there are some nights where he's kind of like...
Do you think he feels like he has something to prove when he's left wide open?
Maybe.
And just that it might unlock other parts of his game?
I will say tonight... He did take a few fallaways. They just went in.
Right.
And so maybe if he didn't take those, you'd be like, he settled a few times.
Right,
but
right.
They just went in tonight.
He hit this ridiculous fallaway right in front of me.
On the baseline?
On the baseline. Falling away almost behind the backboard. He was insane.
Yeah. He was feeling it tonight, man.
He was great.
He was sensational tonight. He was asked where they missed Nikola the most. He said on the glass.
Yep.
He said they missed a lot of 50-50 balls tonight. And look, Jok has been rebounding the hell out of the ball this year. And you really felt that tonight. And he wrapped up by saying he didn't know there were this many Chicago people in Denver. Well, Aaron, you'll learn.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Anything else? Who else did you talk tonight?
What is a city? That's all I'm asking. What is a city?
What is a city? It's an idea, Adam. It's a collection of homes and cars and businesses.
Is a city now different from what a city was 30 years ago, an American city?
There's a homogenization that has taken place worldwide, Adam. It's with the free-flowing exchange of ideas. What we've done is we've stripped individualism, and what we're left with is Ball Arena full of Bulls fans.
Cultural philosophy corner. Wind, what do you got?
The last two things I've got. This was the Bulls' first win in Denver since 2006.
Yeah, that is tough.
2006.
That is tough. The Avs just won. That's what that noise is.
And the last thing I've got is Michael Malone does not have a real timeline of when he expects Nikola Jokic back. He said it could be Sunday against Phoenix. It could be in a week. He doesn't really know. He's not going to come back until he's ready. He's not going to throw Jokic out there when he can only play with one hand, he said.
Sick.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hell yeah.
That's dope. All right, cool.
Wow.
Anything on Porter? Is there? I don't think so. I know. I already know the answer, but is there any update at all on Porter?
No, but what I've been writing and reporting is that we're getting closer to the Nuggets, like, pretty much having to come out and say we're shutting him down for a couple weeks.
Right.
Like, if he's not back in the next week, I think we get something official from the Nuggets that's like, yeah, we're shutting him down for this amount of time.
All righty, Wind, you were a gentleman and a scholar tonight. Get home safe on a Friday.
Weekend,
we'll see you back here. It's got a bunch of road games. We'll have you back in the lounge for a while. Can't wait for it, buddy.
Are you guys hanging out at the bar?
Yeah. Come through.
You want to come to the bar?
Drink? Come through.
Absolute vibes are up, baby. Come on through.
Wait, can we go around the association?
What, you want to go around?
Really quick. Just really quick. Lightning round. Lightning round.
Hold on. We have the association.
Well, hold on. It's light.
We have more.
Around the association. We've
lightning
got the graphic.
Round. That graphic brought to you by Jamichael Green.
I made this graphic during the show.
Around the association. Brought to you by. Actually, we have to get to our super chats. People paid for them. I'm not worried at all. It's a long season.
Dude, F yeah, bro. Cheers.
Ride the beautiful sea of life.
Dude, Eloy, you just made my effing night. I'm trying to see more of those. That's what's up. That's what's
sea
up.
Sea of life, baby.
That's what's up.
Ebbs, flows. Augustine says, Faku's good game deserves an Argentinian super chat. Hell yeah, 16 points, 80% from three. Defensive plays. Vote should be proud. P.S. I ate
a
Milanesa Napolitana.
I don't know what that means. Yeah! Let's go.
Let Faku grow.
Yeah, it's awesome to see
Shouts
Faku
to Argentina
play well.
Tonight.
I love you, Argentina.
You know what?
I love you, Argentina.
Puff out your chest. Put your chin up high. Argentina's representing tonight. Lance says, Jamichael averages one moving screen foul per game. Isn't that one of the easiest adjustments to make as a player? The greens have been atrocious. Honestly, he's got a point here. How hard is it to be like, let me just go one game?
And they both do it.
The funny thing about setting a screen is that you just are in somebody's way.
Yeah.
You just have to be in someone's way.
I 100% unironically believe the Nuggets should hire Darrell Arthur full-time as the screens coach.
The screens coach.
That's it.
He's like, here's the first lesson. Don't move.
Yeah, I love DA, man.
Stand
I love
still.
DA. David Rock says the reason Aaron Gordon looks so comfortable is because at this point he's basically playing with the Orlando Magic.
It's a funny joke. It's a funny joke.
But it also hurts. It hurts. It hurts so bad.
David.
That's a great super chat, man. That's an absolutely great super chat. David Roth also says, super chat.
Dude, let's go. David.
Hell yeah, David Roth. He went one for two on super chats tonight. Not bad. All right, here we go. The Smuggets are back. Here we go. Feeling 8 out of 10 right now. Made money. Barton and Gordon look great. Faku, too. This team without Jamal, MPJ, and Yoke just went toe-to-toe against a solid Bull squad. Glad you're feeling good, Smuggets. Glad you're feeling good.
This Smuggets is my kind of guy.
He is your kind of guy. You know what? He doesn't ride the sea of life. He's always a hot. It's like he's just floating
well
in the
above
air.
The sea of
you know
life.
What he's been
well
doing? Above he's been watching the Nuggets win all these regular season games for 3 years.
Yeah.
We're all being shifted around in the sea of life. The tide rises, it falls, and he's above it, a dirigible. A Zeppelin. Floating above the sea of life, looking around the rest of us.
Yeah.
Jack Bailey tells us, rage is all I see. AG is balling and Faku is barking. Without winning, it gets me starving. Energy was missing. Oh, no. But Munders seem to go.
What an adventure.
I love these super chats, man. Jack is like, this is a new character on the show, you know?
Yeah, Jack, keep writing us haikus, bro. Man. Especially if you're paying us to read them out loud.
That was absolutely fantastic.
I think those are like haikus.
Those are definitely haikus for sure. Might try to write a few haikus myself here later on. Cue that outro music. You see what I'm saying? Cue that outro music there, Kale. Nuggets Nation, if there's one thing I can tell you after this three-game losing streak, it's to ride the waves, the sea of life.
No, to rise above like the Smuggets, the dirigible.
Enjoy your weekend. The Nuggets are fine.
We all miss Munders. Let's go.
We do all miss Munders, but you know what? We had a great week with you guys. This week, not so great for the Nuggets, but you know what?
Great for us. It's always great.
A new week begins on Sunday, as it always does.
Wait a second.
As it always does.
Hang on, I see what he did there.
A new week begins on Sunday, and we can't wait to start one with you. We'll see you all
speed
there.
Round the Sunday.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? It's probably been too long. Make sure you hit up our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group, the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro. They're also extreme Colorado sports fans, just like you, just like me, just like all of us here at DNVR. Nothing worse than a dentist that's bad at small talk. especially because there's nothing you can really do when they got those tools like in your mouth. It's kind of hard for you to control the conversation. Just go to Green Mountain Dental Group. Let them tell you all about your favorite athletes, your favorite sports. And most importantly, when you get set up with a x-ray cleaning and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group, you're going to walk out the door with a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's an excellent value. Take advantage of this deal. Check out Green Mountain Dental Group.